Good morning, church.
Good morning.
We are so glad to have you on this first Sunday of March, which also is the Communion Sunday. For those who are worshiping online, please remember to have a cracker or a piece of bread, water or juice with you, so that you can participate virtually as an alternate communion at the end of the service. Friends, I'm so glad to inform you that Sarah Beth's heart surgery went well last Thursday, and she is now recuperating. The family is expecting her to come home in a few days. Continue to pray for her recovery. As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to decrease, and the CDC and Virginia state government recommend the optional mask wearing, our church will also expect to lift the mask mandatory soon. Our current benchmark to lift up mask mandatory is when the COVID positive rate is under 20% for 2 weeks. We are already under 20% for a week, and anticipate to ease mask wearing starting next Sunday. So we can have a chili cook-off without mask. Remember that it's optional, okay? You can wear your mask, and you don't have to wear your mask. It's up to your decision. Next, many of us had a troubled time as we watched with horror the attack by Russia on Ukraine, the attack by one nation on a free, democratic country has rightly provoked outrage, sanctions, and condemnation. We lament with the people of Ukraine, and we pray for the innocent, the frightened, and those who have lost loved ones, homes, and family. Let's fervently pray for a ceasefire of war. Virginia Conference sent us the guidance email that the best way to provide financial support for Ukraine refugees is to contribute through the Global Ministries Advance for Eurasia and designate your gift for Ukrainian assistance on your check. Those who want to make a donation to Ukraine refugees, please note Ukrainian assistance on your check. So we will gather your donations for a month, and we will send to the right place the conference recommended us. I'm going to attend the conference board of ordained ministry for the provisional candidates that will be held in Richmond from this afternoon to Thursday. So I'm gonna be heading to Richmond right after the worship service. Chris is also taking a break from tomorrow till Wednesday. If you need any pastoral care, please remember that both of us are not in the office, but priest said she will answer her cell phone so she can properly arrange the things. Today's altar flower is given to the glory of God and in honor of Paula Howell. Paula, happy birthday to you. By her husband, Carl, on her birthday. And guess what? Do you know who else has the birthday today? She announced. Happy birthday, Chris. Now, let us open our hearts. I see hands up. Belva, is come forward to give us an announcement for outreach team.
Good morning, everybody. Michelle's already alluded to next week is the chili cook-off, and we hope everybody can participate making a chili. I've already got my secret ingredient picked out, but I'm not telling what it is, even though some of you already know, so you can't tell my secret ingredient. But what I really wanted to talk about is the purpose of the chili cook-off is we are raising money for the Mercy Care Center, which is in the Mathari slum in Nairobi, Kenya. And this is the school that I visited in 2018. They are in the process of building a new playground. They had a huge playground across the street from where they were at. Not a very safe place, not a very clean, definitely not clean. I'll be showing some of my pictures next week. But they've since taken that playground area and built a high-rise apartment on it. So they now have nowhere to play. And so the school has bought some property, and one thing that a lot of African countries do, unlike us, when we have a building project, we finance it, and we have everything ready to go, and they build in stages. So if they have money to lay the foundation, they get stuff to make the foundation, and then they raise money, and then when they can do the next step, they do the next step. So they have started the process. They've laid the foundation. They're digging some trenches. The kids are on break until April, so they're doing as much as they can right now, but that's what our donations are going to go towards, is helping the teachers in the school over there build a playground for the kids to have a safe place to be. So I, again, encourage everybody to come and participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let us gather our hearts and mind to worship the Lord.